This is Ms. Johnston, and I'm here to talk about the book Children of Blood and Bone by Tomi Adeyemi. So I was first interested in this book because my professor recommended it to me. I'm a huge fan of fantasy in literature, and specifically any book that has a map in the front, because I know that that book is going to be excellent and that the author has spent time really building the world that the book is going to take place in. So I started reading this book, and it took me a while because it's almost 500 pages, but the cover artwork is just beautiful. It's bright, vibrant, and it's significant to the book. And it depicts the main character, Zelie, and her white hair, which plays a role in the plot of the novel. Because Zelie is a diviner, which means that she has magic. She's specifically a reaper, meaning that she deals with the dead. And people in her society who are diviners have white hair. The book specifically deals with a kind of African-American theology, mythology, religions, and it takes root in that, which is makes it a little different than what you typically see in fantasy literature today. It makes it really relevant and more representative of what I think fantasy literature should be. And so Zelie has this white hair, which identifies her as a diviner. And she and her brother have lost their mother because diviners have been made to be kind of like pariahs in society. The king of the land has decided that they are too dangerous, and so he kind of stripped everybody of magic. And throughout that process, because her mother fought back, she died. And that caused Zelie to have a lot of anger, like really intense, deep anger, that never really worked itself out. And so you see her going through the plot of the book, and you can tell that that anger is going to have to go somewhere. It's going to have some kind of resolution, and we just don't know what that is yet. The book follows multiple perspectives of characters. First Zelie as kind of the main character, then Amari, who is the princess, this daughter of the king, who ended up giving the orders to kill Zelie's mother. And then thirdly, Inan, who is Amari's brother and son of the king who gave the orders to kill Zelie's mother. And we see how their stories kind of become intertwined, and how they all play a role in what's ultimately going to be the big action in the story. And so Zelie, as angry as she is pretty awesome. The very beginning of the book has her starting out with her using a staff and being able to take care of herself, like defending herself physically. And I always think that's interesting. And that's kind of one of the themes in the book, is that women are not weak. One of the themes is the importance of being strong, specifically for women. And you see that through Zelie constantly, because she is definitely able to take care of herself physically. It's just that with all the anger we see from her, we know she might not be able to do that emotionally yet. But she has people along the way that are helping her kind of work through that. I would say that another major theme is that of loss, like significant loss, and how that can affect people. Specifically Zelie and her brother, and even Amari and Inan, because we get to see the perspective, their perspective, and know so much about their father and how they grew up in such a cold and harsh household, and how that affected them, and why they made the choice in the end to help Zelie in her quest to bring magic back to Orisha, which is the land that they live in. I highly recommend this book to anybody remotely interested in fantasy literature. the author, Tomi Adeyemi, was just on Jimmy Fallon a few weeks ago talking about her book and how it's going to be made into a movie, which I am ecstatic to see, and I'm sure it's going to be great. So I really hope that you decide to read this book. It's gotten a lot of great press and a lot of great reviews, and even though it's really long, I think it is worth your time. So give it a try. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.